Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Turned around, guys. We are back, baby. We are back. We are back. Classic. We are back.
It just seems like things are difficult for the Chiefs right now on offense, and you know, they have a much better defense statistically than the Ravens do right now, but I just think the Ravens are a much better football team, and I think that'll show up on Sunday.
The Chiefs will be fine. They are just not fine now. Then you come into a game and you've got questions about the Chiefs offense, the Chiefs defense, and the Ravens defense. Which thing did I leave out there? Oh, the Ravens offense. The Ravens offensive ranks compared to the Chiefs offensive ranks, I just simply do not think the Chiefs can keep up in this game. It's that simple. So the Ravens will cover 2.5 points because they're gonna hang 27 on the board. Do we honestly feel confident that a Chiefs team is ready to put 30 points up on Baltimore based on what we've seen from them this year? I'm not talking about championship pedigree. I'm not talking about 5 years ago. I'm talking about what we're seeing from the Chiefs right now. They're not prepared to win a shootout.
Ravens have dropped like 40, 42, and 30. I think if the Chiefs tried to score 30 points right now, it would take 8 games.
Kansas City is anything but dominant on the ground. And then on the other side of the ball, the Ravens offense is the best unit in this game. I do think Lamar is going to have success against this Chiefs defense. I expect them to play a lot of zone. I think that they will send pressure less than they normally do. That's what Cece Moeller did last time he played Lamar, only a 23% blitz rate, play coverage. And I think Baltimore and Lamar Jackson will be patient, willing to work underneath, play action, passing, attack, two tight ends on the field. So I think this offense will have a bounce back game. And I think that the Ravens have a chance to pull out the win.
Mm-hmm. A lot of idiots out there, Dusty.
Emo Cooter Cougars. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Lot of idiots out there when it comes to their analysis of the Kansas City Chiefs. Not sure who most of those voices were. One sounded like Jim Rome, I think, but I wasn't sure about that.
There's a rumor that like my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink.
Yeah, your boyfriend dumped you because he pulled a hamstring and maybe quit on his team yesterday. That's why boyfriends are dumping
BBL
people.
Stinky.
Ah, I feel good today, baby.
Look like you came straight out of a Hallmark winter movie.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's freezing in here today. I had to go down and figure out. I mean, this room is ice cold today.
You need to call an audible?
I did. I had to go get the Sporting KC scarf out of the car. I've got a little bit of a hoodie covering up my legs this morning because I walk in here and it was as cold as Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens in this joint today. Mm. Man, maybe not that cold. Maybe it was cold as the Tennessee Titans.
Good to see Parkins' picks of death are still a.
Oh, was that Parkins? Oh, he's terrible. I missed. Who else was on that list that was
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
He stinks.
Followed by Danny Parkins.
Stinko!
Followed by Mina Kimes.
Stinky!
BBL Stinky.
Followed by somebody on Pat McAfee's show.
Stink! Oh, he didn't weigh in, though, did he? Did Stink Stank Stunk weigh in on this one as well?
But I got to give credit where credit's due. I think we got to give him a standing ovation.
I really like the Giants this week to beat the Chargers. I feel like this is a prime upset ready to happen, right?
You can't nail a Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, but by God, you can call
it. I got that in week one.
Yeah. Really killing the parlays, Bob. Really killing the parlays.
Don't really care, Dusty. Gonna stick with it.
I make money on this. I really want to.
Doesn't affect me one way or the other. I'm sticking with Travis Kelce. Hey, told you the Giants were going to win this weekend, right?
They did.
Get a little boost from your backup quarterback, your new quarterback. He ran, didn't throw much. You lose Malik Nabers to an ACL, which is now that's done for the year.
So
there.
So sad. Gotta get rid of those fields, man.
You got to put grass in, I guess. But this is what happens when a team overlooks somebody, right? Happens all the time in football. I think you guys all made fun of me all week that I said the Giants were going to win that game.
No one made fun of me.
And you get a little bit of a boost from having that quarterback in there, and you have a team that's flying across the country after starting 3-0 with three big wins over three divisional opponents, and now all of a sudden you're going to the Giants. They change quarterbacks. They're no good. You overlook them. You fly across the country. Bing, bang, boom. You lose. And now all of a sudden we got ourselves a divisional race going on in the AFC West. And I'll tell you what, man, I there's nothing really about the Chargers right now that's popping off the page that says, ooh, we got to be scared of the mighty Chargers. They're down to how many offensive linemen now? Their third left tackle. Their second right guard, their second right tackle.
I think they're done.
I mean, Alt's probably now done. He's in a walking boot, you know, going out there. And Herbert, you know, didn't look great yesterday. Now that rookie running back is really good. He had a nice day yesterday. Like
his name is Omarion Hampton.
He is a beast.
He had a great day.
He is your rookie of the year, by the way.
He had a great day yesterday. But other than that, I mean, that was a typical Justin Herbert, it's time to win type of game. Go out there, take care of business, and Justin Herbert didn't do that. Now the Giants got after him on defense. Their defensive line was spectacular yesterday, and the day started off that way, and it just got better and better and better as the afternoon moved along. Because I don't know about you guys, that Chiefs game was as relaxing a game as I've had in quite some time. I sat there with my daughter, just her and I, watched the whole game on the couch yesterday, and she said, as we're talking about the game, I said, I love games like this. They're so relaxing. She goes, yeah, but it's not that exciting. I go, I know. We needed one of these today. We needed kind of one of those laughers for, I think, everybody to get their mindset in Kansas City, right? Everybody's feeling really effing good today because of that game. One of the best performances we've seen in quite some time. The Chargers lose, and everybody's got us back, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fantastic win. There were things that were positives from every single angle of that game. Patrick Mahomes is in MVP form. He has one interception on the year. It's not even his fault. It's amazing to go back and think. Of course, hindsight's always great, but it's amazing to go back and think if Travis Kelce catches that ball, what this team looks like.
Yep.
Tied at the top of the division with tiebreaker going to the Chargers, but still one more game that gets played in Kansas City. Philadelphia's offense is still broken. A.J. Brown out here tweeting some wild-ass stuff after the game last night.
You're an undefeated football team, and your wide receiver's bitching, man.
Are you surprised?
I mean, no, I'm not.
We did this exact same thing last year with the Philadelphia Eagles. But, hey, you know what? They're the best team in football. They're undefeated. Mm-hmm. Let them do their thing. Obviously, there's still a long way to go in this season, but the Chiefs get back to .500. They don't play football until a week from tonight when they'll be on Monday Night Football against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then it gets real after that. You get Detroit, Washington, and Buffalo.
Yeah, I don't know that Washington stands out anymore as a team that we thought at the beginning of the year,
right? Let them get Daniels back. They've been without Daniels the last 2 weeks with Mariota manning the ship in Washington. And then Terry McLaurin didn't play this week either because he was injured. But again, that's looking ahead. But again, this game against the Ravens on Sunday felt like maybe this is what we were holding on to. And I mean that because Xavier Worthy came back, and it was like as soon as he was back, Andy Reid had his toy back.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he was in, you know, he was grounded from his parents being, you know, whatever it may have been. And it's like, okay, you can have your bike back. Go have fun. And it was just like, check this out. There were mismatches all over the field. Tyquan Thornton was in the end zone at the end of the game. Isaiah Pacheco caught the ball. We're going to talk about Isaiah Pacheco because I think the phase-out session has begun with Rashard Smith.
Rashard Smith was really good yesterday. Welcome to the NFL, kid, right? How fun was he?
He was awesome. Yeah. Needed it.
Yep.
No doubt about
it. Need that spark.
And I thought the other thing about it, which I know a lot of people don't really care, is that you were far and away the better team on that field from quarter one to quarter four, from the first whistle to the last. Yep. The only thing that you lost in was yards per play. You had 118 yards rushing. They had a little bit more than that, obviously, with Derrick Henry and Lamar. You had more passing yards, 264 to 194. You had more yards total, 382 to 360. You had 24 first downs to 18. You were 5 of 15 on third down. They were 3 of 10. You were 4 of 4 on fourth down. That's where they won the game yesterday. They kept the ball in Mahomes' hands. They kept the chains moving. They allowed themselves to get points. Travis Kelce looked like the veteran tight end role that we always wanted to see. The hell is on Jerry Jones'
lip? I don't know. I was staring at that as you were reading those numbers, and I'm like, is he going to bleed out on live TV?
The Baltimore Ravens, one thing that we said before this game started was that they are going to allow Lamar Jackson to be sacked. The Chiefs had 3 sacks. Go get yourself Big Mac today, Mac. Each team only punted once, so no excuse, right? Like, everybody had their game going. It was the Ravens versus the Chiefs. They lose a fumble. They don't. They throw an interception. What we always say, look at the stat sheet. The 3 stats that will give you the indication of who won the game more often than not is when you look at penalties, you look at turnovers, and you look at time of possession. And when it comes to those 3 things, the Chiefs won the penalty game, the Chiefs won the time of possession, and the Chiefs won the turnover battle. So they had time possession. They had the ball 34 minutes and 45 seconds to 25-15. That's the reason why the score is 37-20. The Chiefs put up 37 points. Everybody, I remember hearing Alex Gold say, well, if they put up 30 points, I don't like this. Well, they did. They put up 37. They had wide receiver two back, but wide receiver one right now in Xavier Worthy. Everybody was playing on a full thing of adrenaline. The whole Chris Jones thing added a little bit of a little juice to it. As he was at his aunt's funeral, then he gets to the game, like 20 minutes before the game kicks off. He goes out there. He has a lot of pressure on Lamar Jackson. He couldn't do anything. Chiefs looked great. The offense looks like this is what they needed. And again, Mahomes was in MVP form. Mahomes was the best player on the field yesterday, and it's not even close.
Yeah, and that's what you get when you get your offense back. I mean, for all these people sitting around, I had a conversation with a friend of mine after the Eagle game. He goes, there's no reason to watch this team anymore this season. It was week 2. Sends me a text yesterday and goes, man, they're back, baby. I love this team, you know, ha-ha. And I'm like, wait a second. 2 weeks ago, you said that this team was done and there's no reason to watch. This is why I don't react like that during the regular season. I don't get high. I don't get low. I don't, you know, lose my mind over regular season football, because there's 17 of these and the good teams always seem to separate themselves from the pack. They figure out ways to get it done. And we heard the opening of all of those national dopes out here, you know, doubting this Kansas City Chiefs team. And at the end of the day, they still have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, who, by the way, Andy Reid's 200th game with the Chiefs yesterday, 240 with the Philadelphia Eagles. You talk about a guy who's absolutely dominated in 2 different locations, and we're going to go out there and we're going to take Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh over Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, a banged up Baltimore team who played nobody, and the Chiefs had everybody healthy and ready to go and got back one of their biggest offensive weapons. And I think he's probably a bigger weapon than Rice because he's faster than Rashee Rice and can do a heck of a lot more than Xavier Worthy with the jet sweeps and the extension of the running game. The guy had 120 combined yards or whatever it was yesterday. That's what happens when you get healthy in the NFL. That's why you can't win games at times when you don't have your full complement of players. Patrick Mahomes can only do so much out there on the field. Andy Reid can only do so much out there on the field. When you take a dynamic weapon like Xavier Worthy away, imagine if he's there the first 2 games. They probably win that game against the Chargers in Brazil if Xavier Worthy's healthy, because did you see how much of the offense went through Xavier Worthy? That was the game plan for Sunday or Friday night in Brazil. What we saw yesterday was the game plan for that first game against the Chargers. And look at that. Look at that game plan that they did yesterday. They stick with that game plan. They continue to do that kind of stuff. You get Worthy involved like that, this offense is going to be very tough to stop. Oh, and then by the way, number 1, Rashee Rice comes back, or number 4 in your program, number 1 in your hearts, however you want to look at it, and you add more offensive firepower to this. This team is getting better as other teams are starting to lose. Teams are starting to fire coaches. Teams are starting to get rid of, you know, the dead weight. Fighting is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happening in Philadelphia, and we're just kind of floating under the radar here. Got one weapon back, get another weapon back, and boom, now all of a sudden we're going to take off. This team's ready to go, baby. Let's do this thing.
Coming up on the other side, before we go to a break, I do want to give credit to Juwan Taylor.
Yep.
Hell of a game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
why
it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.